Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabuka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are having a discussion that will focus on what young people hope to see or achieve from the SADC Summit, which will be hosted by Harare on the 17th of August. But first, U.S. media reports say Vice President Kamala Harris has selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate for her campaign against former President Donald Trump in the November presidential election. An official announcement is expected later in the day here in the USA ahead of a campaign event in Philadelphia. In other news, as Israel braces for possible attacks by Iran and Hezbollah, families of Israel hostages still held in Gaza marked 300 days last week since the war, with marches and gatherings with warnings that time is running out. In Gaza, the death toll approaches 40,000 and health officials warn of a growing health crisis as hepatitis cases surpass 100,000. Linda Grandstein reports from Jerusalem.
Thousands of people marched through the streets of Jerusalem wearing labels with the number 300 on them. The march was organized by Rachel and John Goldberg Poland, whose 23-year-old son Hirsch was among those kidnapped from the Nova Music Festival October 7th. They have worked tirelessly for his release.
Today is day 27. Hirsch is still not home. Today is day 30. Today is day 58.
Day 300.
Racheli Frankel, whose 16-year-old son Naftali was kidnapped and killed by Hamas, explains why she and others are marching.
To be together, to express the fact that we're never forgetting. We go to sleep with this at night, we wake up with this in the morning.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is working to bring the hostages home. But hostage families, and more recently some in his military establishment, have accused him of acting slowly and adding new conditions for a deal with Hamas on a gradual ceasefire that would free the hostages.
Our long hand strikes in the Gaza Strip, in Yemen, in Beirut, and wherever necessary. This hand of ours reaches out when the time comes for peace to those who want to establish peace with us.
In Gaza, the death toll is rising, with the Hamas-run health ministry saying nearly 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in close to 10 months of fighting. Palestinian officials warn of a growing health crisis and are calling on the world to intervene.
This catastrophe is the result of the spread of urgent diseases, of infectious diseases, whether through water or breathing. There are more than 100,000 cases of hepatitis, noting that in the year preceding the aggression, there were only 85 cases across the Gaza Strip.
Palestinian officials say hospitals have stopped functioning and are in urgent need of equipment.
We need large quantities of beds, medicines, and medical supplies, as what has been sent is not enough to meet the hospital's needs.
More than 90% of Gaza's 2 million people have been displaced at least once and are spending the sweltering heat of the summer in tents with no air conditioning and few sanitation facilities. The fighting is showing no signs of letting up, and people on both sides see no hope for an end anytime soon. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
A community of breastfeeding women in Uganda is helping mothers who are struggling not just to feed their newborn babies, but to keep them alive. Halima Athmani and Mukasa Francis report from Uganda's capital, Kampala.
In March,
Complications with Mbabazi Rasti's pregnancy led doctors to perform an emergency cesarean section and deliver her child at 36 weeks, about a month early. Rasti then suffered a cardiac arrest and was placed on life support. During recovery, she could not breastfeed her baby, and so the hospital was substituting formula.
He was given powdered milk, but unfortunately, he faced a condition called NEC stage 1, whereby he wouldn't digest the powdered milk well.
Rasti reached out to the Atar breast milk community, and the baby started getting breast milk from a donor. Rachel Akujiziwe is the administrator at Atar breast milk community. She says the organization was started in 2021 by a mother whose recently born child passed away.
Because she had a supply, she asked the doctors, where do I put the milk? They told her, all we can do for you is to give you tablets to dry it up. She said, but you see, I needed it. Meaning, there should be a mother or so, a baby, who needs the breast milk.
The breast milk is from mothers who have babies between 0 to 6 months old. But it's not easy to become a donor. Akujiziwe says donating mothers can't be on drugs and must undergo blood tests.
The blood work that we do, we check for HIV, we check for hepatitis, we check for syphilis, we check for CMV. They are screened before they start donating, you know, this milk.
Sadia Hussein Mlangwa is a mother of two and found her body was producing more milk than her babies needed. That is how she learned about the breast milk community and says she is a committed donor.
The fulfillment that I will get from this, knowing that I'm saving a life somewhere or giving better health or just a better living to a helpless child, I'm like, what bigger sadaka is there than that, really?
The Atar breast milk community says they have helped over 500 babies over the past 3 years, providing 800 liters of milk from close to 150 donors. Halima Athmani, VOA News, Kampala, Uganda.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our topic. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing youth expectations on the assumption of the SADC chairmanship by Zimbabwe and the SADC summit to be held in Harare on the 17th of August. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Ms. Stabile Gandhi, the program's coordinator for Young Women for Economic Development, and Mr. Ishe Kwenda, an entrepreneur and informal trader affiliated to the Vendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation, VSET. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you.
It seems we have lost Stabile there. Mr. Kwenda, looking at the SADC summit that is coming, are there any economic opportunities that you are seeing for young people also, since that Zimbabwe will be taking over the chairmanship of the SADC?
Okay, thank you. I think that is a good opportunity for us as young people to collaborate with the regional and or international players in various business sectors or in various economic activities, because now we all need those partnerships as young people and as young entrepreneurs to collaborate with them. So I think this subject summit could be very helpful for us if I give it the opportunity that it will be in the office to take care, to consider the interests of young entrepreneurs who are really struggling to rise up in terms of economic activities.
Thank you, Mr. Kwenda. We had lost Ms. Gandhi there, but I understand she's back. Ms. Gandhi, looking at the SADC summit that will be held in Zimbabwe, and also that Zimbabwe is assuming a SADC chairmanship, are there any opportunities that you think all this will create for young people in Zimbabwe?
Good evening, Samosa. Thank you for having me on the show. I think this is an exciting opportunity for Zimbabwe, but specifically for young people. I think at the time, I think for being very encouraged and motivated. I'm sure you're aware that most of the young people are trading in the small to medium enterprises. So having a public conference currently being held in Zimbabwe and taking a keen interest into the federalization poses a big opportunity for young people, as they are the key beneficiaries of a well-implemented industrialization policy. I think we also have the opportunity to network and see firsthand what happens when people are relating at a regional level with issues to do with economic development. I think the chairmanship coming to Zimbabwe gives us an opportunity as young people, because the president, who is assuming the chairmanship, has proven to be an effective advocate for youth-friendly policies. So I think that we can just add on to some of the positive development and engagement that we will benefit the young people in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Ms. Gandhi. Mr. Kwenda, looking at the line of work, kwa munoshandira uku kuti munoshanda muchitengesa zvinhu dzimwe dzenguva mumigwagwa. Panguva iyi yesati, pane mikana here yamuri kuonawo tichitarisa sekta yenyu yamunoshandira iyi, mikana inogona kuti isimudzirewo mabasa enyu?
Yeah, okay, thank you. In that particular aspect, I want to be very honest, and I do not lie. It is very, very difficult as we speak, because we are always like, having a very, very good relationship as we speak with the authorities, because they are trying to manage street vending during the subject summit period. So, with my colleagues, we've been discussing this particular issue recently, I think 2 or 3 hours ago, opportunities in terms of selling their goods are difficult to utilize. I don't know what to say, but basically we are very, very I actually struggle, to be honest, in terms of selling our product. Yes, we have the product to sell, but the market, our vending places are a bit complicated as we speak, because the authorities are saying this is legal businesses. These are legal businesses, and we are struggling to sell out our product.
Thank you, Mr. Akwenda. uyamuzwa lapana Ms. Gandhi ukwenda uyakhuluma lapane chaza lawo amathuba ukuthi kungani kunzima ukuthi bangene labo lapana abatsha ungabatshelani labo abazivuzayo ukuthi bafinyelele amathuba afana lala obawachaza bengenelisa ukuthi bangene njani kwini okufanele bakwenze ukuze bathole amathuba afana lala. Sihlesa lahlekelwa nguye laphana waqhubekela phambili laphana Ms. Gandhi uchaza obukhuluma laphana.
Been aggressive in that they have an open door policy and they're willing to engage with everyone, especially the young people. Several times our leaders have spoken to us, just get it to when they are ready to pass on the budget to the younger generation. So I think it is up to us to take another opportunity that we will derive from the government, from the challenge. We need to imagine if we have been at sea tonight and be the one to craft the opportunities that we need and be the one to be at the forefront to go after those opportunities and not just make people like Narani, Abadot, Babakita, or Babas, and then say that something. Because if you want something, you have to be the one that puts in the work and that goes after that thing. So I think as young people, we just need to learn that to go after what we want so that we can make sure our dreams come true.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu Ms. Gandhi. Ye kulaba ngenile laphana ecingweni yalo lingenile kuhlelo. Hello. Hello, yebo lingenile kuhlelo. Asazi ukuthi ucingo lwenza njani laphana. Mr. Kwenda Tichi Dzoka zvekare kwamuri mazwa vachitsanangura nyaya yekuti mikana inoda kuti vechidiki vange vachibuda nehuwandu hwavo vachivinga mikana iyi hapana mikana ichavavinga uyezve vachiti hurumende yakataura kuti ine open door policy yekuti vanhu vanogona kutaurirana nehurumende voona kuti mikana iripo ingawani kwa sei munoti wakudine nyaye
munoti inyaya yakanaka zvikuru nekuti mikana inofanira kuti vechibuku vangu vachienda kwairi nekuti ichokwadi kuti hakuna mikana nyaya kwakumba kwako yakagara asi tinoziziva kuti nyaya idzodzi dzinowanzotaurika zvakanaka pamapepa kana pamapepanhau kana mumaTV maredio asi kuti izvingazoenda kuti unge uchibatsirika zvinoita kakunetsa saka handizive kuti ipapo maoterities ari responsible tinonyatso inde after sei maplatforms angavape kuti nyatsoenda kuti hataia asi tida tinge tichibatsirana mukushanda zvakanaka mukushandidzana kuti nyika inge ichibudirira zvinhu zvinyatsoitwa zviri pachena pasina kunge kuvambirana nekuti kutaura kudai hazvinyanyinetsa zvingotaura kuti mikana iyo iriko but kubvunza vechidiki vari kuzama vakawanda vasi vari kukundikana ndidzi munguva mutoona mukova yakavharwa.
Tinotenda vakwenda Mr. Kande, as Mr. Kwenda is saying, are these opportunities not reserved for a few? Are they open to everyone? And what is it an issue of policy that this platform will also help develop policies that will give people opportunities, or it is actually on the summit rather than the chairmanship?
Thank you, Pavota. Could you rephrase it? Could you repeat the last part? I didn't get the question.
Okay.
The last part of the question.
Yeah, Uguti, amathuba lawa akhangelelwe ukuthi atholakala ngesikhathi somhlangano we-SADC Summit kuphela, kumbe ngamathuba aza ngokuthi iZimbabwe yiyo ezakuba isingumgcini sihlalo we-SADC?
Okay. I think mina amathuba akhona akabi. Kulamathuba asizawathola first because of the summit. There's going to be a lot of places coming in Ferrari, a lot of people coming in terms of amateurs, people who are attending the summit, people are coming with their leaders from the different nations. So that this is an opportunity to engage. Our tourism sector gives them a boost in their sector. Those in the visitor sector can get to mingle and associate and exchange ideas with the different people coming in from all over the SADC region. That's number one. The number two, for me, I think the SADC chairmanship gives us a close proximity to have a good understanding of exactly what is happening in the region. How can we trade? What are other member states of SADC doing that we can tap into and partner with, and having the chairmanship closer to home, this means we can have a better line of sight of these opportunities. Because, I know that SADC has a youth employment and a youth fund that they are running and empowerment opportunities. So I'm hoping that young people through the chairmanship ukuthi athi sikwanise ukuthola amathuba a-exposa ngamanye amazwe to that empowerment platform and the new fund that is coming. So that has said initially, it really is up to us as young people to see ukuthi njengoba there's an opportunity engaka as iZimbabwe thina sizayenzani ukuthi sidonsele imvubo yethu njengabantu abahle so that we can truly be able to benefit. I think the opportunity are limitless and it's up to us to imagine what we can tap into.
Siyabonga kakhulu Ms. Gandhi. Ngizaphenduka kuye laphana. Kulabangenile laphana bekucingo. Hello.
Yebo.
Ye linjani baba? Li sikhuluma lobani lapha lisixhuma lise Botswana khona ngapha.
Likhuluma lo Mr. Gilbert Ncube.
Ye baba Ncube, sixoxa lapha ngodaba lwe-SADC ukuthi kuzakuba nomhlangano we-SADC Summit, njalo iZimbabwe yeza kuba isingumgcini sihlalo we-SADC. Sikhangela ukuthi kulamathuba na angatholwa ngabatsha, ikakhulu nxa sikhangela udaba lwezenotho.
Hayi ngoba amathuba omsebenzi ambona ukuthi ngatholakala izilungu ezisese-party ye-ZANU PF kusayelizweni lethu leZimbabwe. Besifisa ukuthi ngakuyaguqula umbuso, mhlawumbe singathola ukuthi kangcono kade.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu baba Ncube. Lilokunye yini elingafuna ukuthi likuthiyele abalaleli?
Hayi, yikho khona lokho kuphela mdala esikufisa ekhaya njengeyinto abasakhulayo.
Hayi, siyabonga Ncube ukuthi lingenile kuhlelo. Mr. Kwenda, as we continue with the program, we heard there Ms. Gandhi speaking about opportunities for the youth, also looking at the broader aspect of things. Vachiti iwo mikana iya isinyaye kutarisa chete nguva yeSADC Summit asi kuti zvichabatsira zvekare mapolisi. policies zvichabatsira zvekare vari mutourism sector kuti kune vanhu vakawanda vachauya kuti parikuuya vanhu pane mikanawo yekuti vamwe vagotengesa nezvimwe zvakadaro amenowo kuti munoiona sei tichitarisa the broader sense yeeconomy yeZimbabwe.
Yeah, ndinoona iri nhau yakanaka zvikuru nekuti tinenge tichida mikana iyoyo nekuti tinge tichitaura tichiva maideas nevamwe vanenge vakabudirira kutidarika uye nevamwe vari palevhel yedu asi iya inongoramba ichidzokera ipapo pekuti zvichitaurika kudai zvinge zvakanaka ende zvinoita kunge zviri nyore kuti zvinge zvichiitika asi panova pekuti mikana yacho iyoyo inoramba ichiita kunge inongoramba ichitenderera kuvanhu vamwe chete. Handizivi kuti connection yacho inenge yakamira sei ndeyekuti line quality maybe to accessing information inoita kuti vamwe vechidiki vese vanenge vachizama kuda kunge vachibudirira munyaya dzemabhizinesi munyaya dzekuvaka nyika vange vachishaya mukana yakaita sendeiyoyo. Saka ipapo I think dzvouyana nepfungwa yekuti zvosaya zvipasadi chete asi zvinge zviri zvenguva imenini mukurarama kwedu sevana veZimbabwe. Saka ipapo panyaya dzekuti vamanenge vasina information even nyange vakaiwana inoita kunge inenge isina kunyatsokwana yekuti muzvinyongesheya kwekumanga.
Tinotenda vakwenda iye uyamuzwa lapana ukwenda uyakhuluma ikakhulu ngodaba lokuswelakala kolwazi kwabatsha esithin information dissemination ilo olunye udaba olusuphayo ukuthi amathuba engaba khona kodwa abatsha abaningi babengakwazi ngawo ngenxa yokungakhutshwa kuhle kwemibiko. Ukubona njani lokhu Ms. Gandhi? Miss Gandhi, asisakuzwa kuhle, angazi kumbe yi network ingani iyayiqayeqa lapha, angazi ukuthi kuyini. Yes, sesikuzwa sekungconywana ungaqhubekela phambili.
Okay, I was saying that the government is expecting to place white officers in every ward across the country. Umsebenzi wama ward officers are to provide the information whatever is happening across the country. But moreover, every ministry has officers on the ground in every ward. So we have a ministry of youth. Here is my officers on the ground in every ward. Are they provided the information? Ukuthi kwenzakalani yiziphi inhlelo ezikhayelane nabantu abatsha and the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprises babe lama-representatives abo at what level and these people have access to information on whatever is happening across the country and they have up-to-date information. So I think it's also important that again abantu abatsha sihambe and engage these people lapha esihlala khona and get access to this information. Secondly, the use of the internet. We should be using social media platforms like WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook to be able to find out who to call and offer the name that you see. I know that constantly ministers and presidents themselves are constantly posting updates of what is happening, information, the opportunities that are like that is being offered at various levels of government. So it is also important that we use social media as a tool to get access to information that could improve our lives. So it's really, I think the ball is really in our court as the other people to be hungry for that, to be hungry to want to develop and actively
yeah.
To see what is going to be done. kumele siphume thina emakhaya and go out there and look for the development and look for the opportunity and grab it. It's not things that we just come to us.
Siyabonga Ms. Gandhi, unfortunately isikhathi sethu yisiyo esihle sabaleka laphana sithi ukugqiba uhlelo silibonga kakhulu ukuthi lingenile kuhlelo lanamhlanje. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.